Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Thrive Era. I'm your host, Kim. I hope you guys are doing well. Happy September. It is officially now September, and I could not be happier. I have been counting down the days for summer to end. I cannot stand the summer, and I'm just so beyond happy to see it go away. I'm not a heat person. I cannot stand being in the heat. So I'm so happy. Bye, summer. Kick rocks. Don't miss you. Unfortunately, I'm in Florida, so we still got summer until like November. But at least the weather starts cooling down a little bit in the meantime. But happy September. I hope you guys have been doing good. I've been doing pretty good myself. We're 1 month, another month in of no hospital stays. So, yay! August, cursed August. I did not go to the hospital, guys. That is 3 months in a row. I could cry. I will not, but I could, of not being in the hospital. And I do have a bit of an update on my health that's actually pretty good. I redid my echo examination, and my results came back so good that the doctor said my heart is pretty much back to normal, which is incredible because I was literally seeing a heart failure specialist because of how out of control my blood pressure was and how much it was affecting my heart. So I'm on the come up, guys. Like, things are just going up from here, and now that my echo came back great, my doctor said that they're gonna notate that in the system so then they can tell the transplant team. And then the coordinator already called me, so she said that they unfortunately, it's always something with these people, but she said that they want, since it's been over a year now that they did all my pretty much like a full physical on me, they want to do that again before she represents me to get on that damn list. So once I hear back from them, I'll have my, annual checkup and then go from there. So things are looking good. I'm happy. I feel like God is answering my prayers and healing me one day at a time, and just closer and closer to that kidney. I can feel it. But in the meantime, since I haven't been working, I did go back to school. I already talked about this in my last episode, but I'll be graduating September, October, November in like 3 months, which is insane. I can't even believe it. So I wanted to make sure I use my time wisely while I'm not working. I didn't want to just, lollygag. I wanted to make sure that when I am healthy again, I come back stronger and educated and just ready to take on the world, differently. Because being chronically ill really puts into perspective how short life is, and you really got to make the most when you can, like you never know about tomorrow. So yeah, so I'm happy things are getting better. And yeah, so today's episode is an episode I am super excited about. I have another guest on the show, and this guest is my good friend Jordan. Jordan and I have been friends for a very, very long time, probably as long as I've been with Javi, pretty much. And she actually was a dialysis nurse. So I got to sit down with her and basically give you guys kind of like, the perspective of like a nurse, a medical person in this scenario, which I thought was really interesting because you guys got to hear my perspective. You got to hear the perspective of my husband as like the caretaker, and now you guys get to hear from a PD nurse, dialysis nurse. So I thought it was really cool. I'm so grateful that Jordan sat down and did this episode with me. And I mentioned this in the podcast, but I think I'm going to start calling making this like a little segment and calling it maybe like candid conversations when I sit with people, because I mean, they really are candid. Like, this was not like I don't pre-plan the interviews. So, like, this was completely just me and Jordan naturally talking back and forth. Like, none of this is scripted. We didn't sit down and make a list of talking points. Like, it's 100% natural. And same thing with Francis. Like, it was just friends talking. So if you guys like this type of stuff, let me know and I'll keep doing them. And I'm probably gonna keep doing them regardless because this is my podcast and I can do what I want. So, anyways, I hope you guys enjoy the episode. It is a long one. We really got deep into conversation. So it is a quite a long episode. So grab a snack, get comfortable, grab a blanket, or maybe go for a walk, something long. And I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks. Love you. Oh, and real quick, I just wanted to say again, I love you guys and I love your support. And I'm always grateful for the people that continue to listen and like my podcast and share it and all of that. So please continue doing that as it helps me grow. It helps me gain more listeners and it motivates me to make more episodes. Yeah, love you guys. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Hi, everybody. I'm so excited because I'm joined here by my really good friend, Jordan. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing so good.
Are you nervous?
Yes, I'm so nervous. I'm so excited.
I'm so happy you're on. I know you've been talking about it for a while.
Yes, I love this
Oh,
podcast.
Jordan is. She, I tell her all the time, she's like my favorite supporter
I'm
because my favorite thing she does is she'll listen to the podcast and then she'll send me like her little synopsis of it
obsessed.
and like her little points of what she liked and stuff. And it literally, every time I get like that text from you, it makes me so happy.
Oh, I know sometimes I'm like writing your text while I'm listening and I'm like, oh, I gotta add this. Oh, yes. Oh, like,
You're like, let me write it now before I
yeah,
forget.
yes. I because there's so much. I love it. I cry almost all the
Oh, well, I love it, and you really are like, I'm not joking. You're like one of my favorite
I
supporters.
love you.
So Jordan and I, we have what I like to call an arranged friendship, because, and I say that as a joke. I say that lovingly.
Yeah, luckily we actually like each other.
Yes,
It could have been a
it could have been
forced and we
bad.
just are that's
Right.
it.
So Jordan and I know each other because our husbands have been best friends since basically
Before
since they were
birth,
born.
yeah.
They were like in the womb together, not literally together, at the same time. Their moms were pregnant at the same time and they're really good
And it's
friends.
generations before. I
Yeah.
mean, this has been like
It's just meant to be.
family together since day one,
Yeah.
and they had
So
to be best friends.
Jordan's husband is half Peruvian, and so is my husband. So through that, somehow, I'm assuming,
Yeah, who's besties with
probably,
who?
I think your mother-in-law's parents
With
were best friends with like my father-in-law or
yes,
something.
yes, yes, yep.
And then through
Party lot.
them, they met your husband's parents. I don't want to say names because I don't
Yeah.
know how comfortable people are. But yeah, so our
Just
husbands,
very close family
literally since
from
they were
forever.
born, they've been attached at the hip. And so then me and Javi started dating, and then Jordan was dating Eric, and eventually we were just bound to meet.
I feel like my earliest memory of meeting you was one birthday at my husband's mom's house,
Yeah, I
and
know
you guys were
exactly
there,
which one you're talking about.
and I just
It was the
vividly, I
one
can
in
picture
like
it.
Oviedo, right? Like, yeah. Why did I
And
say
like
Oviedo
I
like
just
that?
picture in the dining room, and we were all sitting around this
Yeah,
table
and I
about to sing,
remember.
and you guys were sitting there, and I'm like, oh, this
Yeah.
is this, and the other bestie was there.
John was there?
I think, yeah, of
I don't
course.
remember John.
Yeah, it's just John.
Oh, I love
I
John.
know.
We love you,
Yeah,
John.
we love you. Other
I know they
bestie.
listen to the pod too.
Yeah. And everyone was there. I'm like, okay, this is like my boyfriend's favorite people right here. And this that was the first time we
I
ever met. That was
remember,
like
I don't
16
even
years
think we
ago.
said like any words to each other. Maybe
Yeah,
just hi.
yep.
But I was like
I
very,
was terrified, probably.
so was
This is meeting
I.
everybody, yeah.
I was super shy, and then I've always been told my whole life that I have a really bad resting bitch face. Literally, Jordan, I can't even count how many times people have been like, I used to think you were the biggest bitch, and then I started talking to
Isn't
you
that
and you're
so
so
nice when people
sweet.
say
Right?
that?
I'm like, gee, thanks. I'm so glad. I'm glad you thought that of me.
My kids have the RBF too. I just
Right.
have a strange face where they're like, is she okay? And I just roll with it.
Jordan is the life of the party, though. We have so many
You
memories, like pre-kids and
know,
so
I
many
think
fun
I
times. You know what I
went.
was thinking about today? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off,
No, you say it.
but I wanted to say it before I forget because I forget everything. I was thinking about that house that you guys used to have with the pool, and I was thinking about like I think it was like a Halloween party you guys had there, and it was a wild one. It was so much fun, though.
We had a lot of themed parties. I'm trying to think. The one with we had a trampoline to go in the
I
pool,
swear there was
or
like a
there's,
glow in the dark room.
yeah, yep.
That
And
was,
me and John, and we were
yes. Oh
dancing,
my
and we were all,
gosh.
yes,
So
good
many fun
times,
memories at
so
that
many good times.
house.
Well, I was thinking about when you were talking about in the podcast about when you were doing your splits, and I was always pressuring you to do it because I was so impressed and I loved it, and now I probably pressured you into pulling a hammy.
So that, when I was talking about my first. The second one, the Halloween party
Yes, I
one,
remember that
I
vividly.
don't think I said it in the podcast, but that was your fault.
Yeah, I think it was my fault. When you said it was the second time, I'm like, oh my God, that was my fault.
Don't, yeah.
I always
Because
said, do
you were
it.
like, do
Yes, I
the split. But
always.
okay, but do you remember me, you, and Gabby all did one at the same time?
There's no way I got down and did
You
one. Did I?
did.
Oh, damn, I
The three of
couldn't do
us, and
it.
then I got injured. I literally heard it rip. Like I heard it.
Oh my
And I
gosh.
was trying to like play it cool 'cause I was like hosting this
Yes.
freaking party
Yep.
and I
You're
was
struggling.
literally dying.
Oh my gosh.
I remember
Was it worth it?
no. Not that the first one was.
Yeah.
But the second one I was like I should have known better.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Memories.
Yes.
So I wanted to have you on the pod for many reasons, obviously, because I love you, but also it's really cool. I mean, not cool for me, but the situation that I'm in, it just turned out, for those that don't know, Jordan, she's a nurse, and it just so happened Jordan is a dialysis nurse. So I don't think I've told you this personally, and hopefully we don't cry, but
I probably will.
it's a good thing. When this whole thing happened to me, like we've always been close, like we've always been friends or whatever, but this whole situation has made me see you in like a different light because you don't know this because I've never told you, but I think you might be the person that checked on me the most out of
Really?
everyone in my
Oh.
life. When I tell you, like, because I have a lot of people in my life that like care
Yes,
about me and check
so
on me
many.
a lot, but you were checking on me like almost daily. And
I feel like I didn't do it enough.
no, I think you checked on me the most. And Jordan would like ask me all the time, like, for my blood pressure. Remember, you text me all the time. You're like, what's the BP? And it just meant so much to me. And I've never told you, and I love you so much for
I love
that
you so much.
because it just when things like this happen to you, you learn really fast who really
Yes,
cares for
absolutely.
you, who's really there for you. And it made me like really realize like Jordan is a keeper. Not that I never thought you weren't, but you surpassed what like how I don't know if I'm making sense.
I literally wanted to just like move in and live with you and just like take care of you and be, but that just, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. And I feel like it's so cool. But not again, it's not cool that this is happening to me, but like it's cool to have you on the podcast because you can talk about it from a different perspective. Because like I speak about it as the patient, but you're like taking care of multiple people going through this.
Well,
So
that's why
like,
it broke my heart because it's like you, I take care of people as my job, but then when it's your loved one, it's just like, no, you shouldn't have to go
yeah.
through this. Like, this is not, no. So I was a dialysis nurse. I'm not now. So if I might mess up some things because it's been over a year, but
Yeah.
I was a di acute dialysis nurse for 6 years, and I would go to hospitals, facilities, even jails, and do.
So you were like a traveling dialysis nurse.
So it's for just places that didn't have their own
Oh,
in-site
gotcha.
place. So like
Okay.
Advent, even I did a lot of Advent. Like I did
Yeah.
Altamont because you went to Altamont,
I
right?
did a few
Yeah.
times.
And they finally did in-house. So it was like they had a company that would go and do dialysis for them because they didn't have that. But sorry, my brain is gone. But no, so I've seen all these people that were just suffering. And when you explain what you're going through, I saw that in all my patients. And I
Yeah.
just, so when you talk about the things, so these are the some things I want people to understand is first thing, dialysis, kidneys, your potassium is huge.
Yeah.
About, I mean, how's your potassium levels? Do they ever get out of whack?
Yeah. They've been high before. They're
And it's terrifying. I've had people come to the hospital and they would be 7 or 8, and
yeah.
that's when you can have a lethal rhythm where you are, they're like, you need to hook them up immediately or they are going to die. Like, that is your heart rhythm. That is like when you see an EKG in the movies and it is VTAC. Like, it can send you into a lethal rhythm because your kidneys have to do with, because your diet, right? They
Yeah.
tell you about your diet. You can't have anything high in potassium. So if you have too much high potassium, your kidneys aren't excreting it. So then that's when you hold on to it. And that's how, and people who are non-compliant, you have a lot of people that will just eat all the things they're not supposed to. And that's when they come in with the potassiums that are through the roof. So that's one thing that's terrifying. And then another thing is your anemia.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel so dumb. When I was pregnant, it's the first time I experienced anemia. I was like 9. And what is yours usually? Your hemoglobin.
Oh, so it's okay. So it typically was around 8 all the time. That was like my average, but I'm on these injections. I think it's called Mircera now,
Okay, that's probably another brand,
and
yeah.
it's actually brought me up to like a 10,
Wow, that's good.
which is high for me.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's probably like your high
So
normal, right?
yeah, I think 11. They want it like around 11 or 12 or whatever, but.
But you've probably experienced some very low
Oh,
hemoglobin.
so one time I went to the hospital because I couldn't breathe because I had like pneumonia or something. So I went to the hospital. I think this was pre-dialysis too. And because I've always had issues with like my iron and hemoglobin. And I remember I was at the ER and the nurse is like, so we have to what's the word? And they have to
Transfuse?
keep you,
No. Admit
admit
you?
you,
Admit you.
because I literally went in because I couldn't breathe, and they're like, oh yeah, so looks like you have pneumonia, but we have to admit you. And I was like, why? And she's like, your hemoglobin is a 6. She's like, I need to get you to a hospital like right
You need some
now
blood.
and put some blood in you. So they literally put me in an ambulance because I went to the Advent here in Oviedo.
ER, the
Yeah.
standalone, which I don't understand
So
because
I went there and they're like, yeah, we have to admit you to like
a
the big
hospital,
guys.
yeah.
So yeah, they put me in a ambulance, sent me all the way to, I think they sent me to Winter Park, and they were like,
And it's crazy because you probably that you felt like that was probably your semi-normal.
Yeah.
But for most everyone else, we'd be like, I mean, I'm telling you, at 9, my hemoglobin was 9 and I was delirious. I couldn't function. That's crazy. Was like dissociating. I could not. I was at my baby shower and I was like, I cannot function. My brain is not working.
Were you getting iron injections?
Yeah. They tried the pills. It didn't work. Did the injections. It helped. But
I hate the pills. Yeah, I remember I had to take them when I was pregnant because my iron was so low and I would puke them up every single time. So they're like, okay, you can't keep them down. So I had to do injections.
Yeah. And that's a whole other thing too. So it's just like that. I just don't think people understand how much the kidneys are involved in the whole body.
Yeah.
So they're involved with the red blood cells. They're involved with your electrolytes. Blood pressure, involved with your blood pressure. They're involved with your heart. They're involved with so many things.
Yeah. I think until it happens to you or unless or a loved you work one.
Yeah,
in it,
or, yeah.
or a loved mm-hmm. one, you don't realize how crucial like each organ is.
Mm-hmm.
Like if every one organ is malfunctioning. Has a part. Yeah, and it all works together cohesively. So if one organ is down, it messes up everything.
Yep.
Like your whole body
part
is
part of that
up.
Puzzle of your body. And it's not like, oh, dialysis, you just go get it and you're fixed and you're good. No. It's just
– and dialysis, a lot of people also don't know, is – I compare it almost to like – and I've said this before. I can compare it because I've gone through both.
Mm-hmm.
Is like chemo.
Yeah.
It's like a whole treatment on your body that it wears you down. Out.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I don't think people understand like how – what's the word like I'm looking for?
Debilitating?
Not debilitating, but like but just how much it – I guess overall how it affects you.
I mean, my patients would be like, I have to – think about what days I pick, what times, because I'll be out the whole day. I'm out. I'm exhausted. You're nauseous. I know you were nauseous when you
that
had
would
it.
That happened to me when I
like
did
some people
hemo.
Just cannot.
My body could not tolerate. Yeah. Girl, I don't know if you remember when I was on hemo, I was like 100 pounds because I could not eat. I couldn't keep anything down.
Yeah.
I didn't want to eat anything because I had no appetite. And on top of that, I was like hella depressed. So it was just like.
Hemo is awful.
I was a walking little skin and bones. And now I'm overweight.
No, you're not.
No, I am. My doctor told me. He looked at me. I had an appointment. And he's like last week. And he's like, have you gained weight? And I was like, yes.
Maybe it's fluid. Let's see if it's fluid.
Well, that's what I was telling him. I'm like, I don't know why, but lately I've been holding on to a lot of fluid, like more than I used to. So he thinks it's this medication I'm on. So he's like,
the blood pressure medication?
No, another one. And he's like weaning me off of it slowly because I've gained weight since I've been on that pill.
Huh.
Gradually. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can feel it. Like, I feel it. Like, my stomach, I always look pregnant, but now I look extra pregnant. And I'm like, this is bad. Yeah. Like, it's not cute.
And that has to be.
And it's not like I'm, like, chugging drinks all day. Right. So, because I'm, like, mindful
Nothing
of
big
my
has
fluid.
Changed. Yeah.
So, I'm, like, weaning off of this pill, but we'll see. I need to drop, like, 15 pounds. Because, you know, when you're on dialysis, you have to stay within, like, a certain weight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like the fluid is just so hard. It's just so many things.
It's so many
people don't understand. And you're so young. Like a lot of people are. So many things. And then you have a beautiful, perfect angel baby that you want to enjoy. Love her so much. Gosh.
With like no energy. And she has so much energy.
And they just want to play and they're precious. But it's just like. He's exhausted.
Yeah. It's like a battle. Every day I'm just like, I'm doing this for her. I'm doing this for her. I have to keep going. I have to keep pushing. Because if not, I think about it and I start getting into like a dark place. Like there's days when it doesn't happen often anymore, but I used to have like breakdowns every week where I would just like sob.
I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, I sob just being a mother of two without being a chronic illness. Like,
yes, it's just like there's just be days where I'll just be like just overwhelmed.
Yes.
And I would get into like that victim mindset, like, why me? Like, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? And I'm really trying to like not think like that. Because I do believe every day is a gift, and mm-hmm. I'm truly
but sometimes that is
alive.
The way to
yeah you know, but there are days when I just need to cry
yeah, you need
it
to
out
cry it out
yeah
it's
and
healthy.
I will
yes
I'll tell Javi to. Like this hey, is in case you walk in and I'm sobbing, I'm just having one of those days, don't mind mm-hmm. me, just need to let it out, because I there's only so much you can hold on to
yeah and that's not it. Healthy to hold in it yeah. You have to let it out,
but I do feel like I've been getting a lot better
yeah
mentally, like I just feel stronger. But I wanted to ask you, like, what's probably like, I don't even know, like one of the worst things you've seen with dialysis?
Well, so I worked in acute dialysis. I know, I don't want to. Well, the good thing is, so I didn't work in any clinics or anything, and you know, you do your dialysis at home, so mm-hmm. you're in like majority chronic. So mine was always acute. So they'd go in when they had really high potassium, or they couldn't breathe because they were so fluid overloaded. So I had like the really sick people.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I mean, the crazy thing with – but I did a lot of hemo too, hemodialysis. I would do some PD, but their blood pressure – because you have high blood pressure, but my people, they would come in with blood pressures, say, in the 200s. And in seconds, it could drop to the 60s. Like we have to stay there for the whole treatment because it is so critical. They're so unstable that either their their blood pressure could tank and just go from. Yeah. And that's the same. It's so crazy how fast it can drop. Like I would think like, oh, this will be an easy treatment. You know, they have really elevated blood pressure, so it shouldn't. I can't like. Drop that low. Oh, mm-hmm. bam. Next blood pressure within 15 minutes they are, and then they're just out. Yeah. Or like code blue, like we're resuscitating them. Or their potassium was so high and you can't drop them too fast.
Yeah.
Because then that'll send them to an arrhythmia, which is like a crazy heart rhythm. So it's like there's so many things. All the electrolytes, all of the vital signs, all of the things like – and then – I don't know if you noticed with the hemodialysis. So we alter the potassium. So we like put them on a potassium bath. So whatever your potassium is, we can alter it with the machine. And if we change it, or we do the wrong one, or we do this, then we can send them something.
No,
so
I have no idea.
Everything is just so
I know
precise.
The hemo
and
is very technical. Like
yeah,
like it's a lot more.
Yeah, that's why when you were starting to get dialysis, I was like, you need PD. Like, PD is so much better for your mental, for everything. Like, don't be on hemodialysis. I mean, I'm sticking people with huge needles.
Yeah.
Huge needles 3 times a week where they can bleed out too. That's another thing. So they would get a fistula, which is when you attach an artery and a vein in their arm. And every time they get dialysis, they get stuck with these huge needles. So that we can
so
clean their
mine
blood.
Was here. Were
that's
still...
the catheter.
Oh, so that's different.
If you stuck with hemodialysis, they would eventually transition you to a fistula, which is the artery. They could do
on
surgery,
the
and they'd make that and that, because it's an infection risk. So if you have a catheter,
yeah. I remember them saying like. You cannot like mess with it. Don't mm-hmm. touch it. Don't.
Yeah. Remember I'd come over, I would check it.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. I used to send you pictures.
Make sure. Yeah.
I'm like, does it
it's
look
a
okay?
huge, it's a huge thing. Cause it's right to your heart. It's
oh,
a catheter
man,
it's
so
right to your heart. And yeah, I know. And then you can't go swimming. I mean, even your catheter now,
I can't
you have to be very careful with that because you can get peritonitis. Right. Mm-hmm. So infection risk, huge thing. Like there's another thing. Like there's just so many things that you
so many little things
that you can't just, ignore and just enjoy your life, because you have to make sure this and this
like
and this and this
people
is
don't
okay.
realize how much work it is, because
Yes.
everything I do, I have to think about it.
Yes.
I can't just do.
And not just the one thing,
Yeah.
all of
Like
things.
if I'm eating, I have to think about what I'm eating. If I'm drinking, I have to think about it, and I have to make sure like I have like everything for the rest of the day
Yes.
pre-planned.
Your medications with
My
your meals,
medication.
with your
Yes. If I walk, I have to think about like everything I do is so
Or you're sent out of whack and you
right.
have to now.
Exactly. Because if I do one thing that's not right, it messes everything up. And it's
And you're
crazy.
backtracking now and you have to like.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've never thought of it like that, like how much work it is to
And not
be on
one
TV.
aspect. It's not like I think people just think, oh, she just does dialysis or
And that's it.
she just does that.
Yeah.
No, it is so many things. And
And
then
then
if
on
you
top
forget
of
one
that, I'm a
thing,
mom to a
yeah.
toddler. I'm a wife. Like, it's,
Trying, you're a
I'm
young
trying to be
girl trying to,
social.
yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, speaking of, like, right now in this moment where Jordan's parents have a condo, we're staying with them for the weekend. So we're actually at the beach right now. Not,
Woohoo.
so that's nice. They invited us over. So even that, I have to like think about, okay, I gotta pack my machine. I gotta make sure I pack all my solution, like my
Medications.
meds, like, and
Make
it's
sure
we're
that things
literally here for
will.
one night, and I have to pack like I'm leaving for like, so that's why it's like traveling for me is very
And
hard.
a toddler.
Oh,
All of
and
her
right.
stuff. Because that's stressful. And
On
then you
top
have to
of all
have
my
your
stuff, and then I have a
machine and your,
toddler.
yeah. Like it's just, I know. It's just.
Chaotic. I have you ever had, and I know like HIPAA, but have you ever had like someone die on you?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And many, many
Can you
close
talk about it or
calls.
no? Is it like hard for you to talk about? You don't have to.
No, I mean, I think the crazy thing is we get really good at getting very, very close to
Your
death,
patients?
where we,
Oh, okay.
no, that too. But like, I have been where they are very, very close and we can bring them back by doing all the things that we know to
Oh
do.
my gosh, that's like so scary
Yeah.
to
Oh,
think
my heart.
about.
Because
Like
we sit
someone's
there
life
for
is
3 hours,
on
and a lot of times it's like, okay, not boring, but like, very, I'm just watching and watching for hours. And then it's like, oh my God. And then you're just going crazy trying to keep this person
Yeah,
alive. I mean, it's a
in a
second
heartbeat.
in a heartbeat, and you have to jump into it. And then we're the only people who know. So like we're with another nurse and with another, all the people,
Yeah.
they don't know how to do the machine. They don't know anything with it. So they just, like, I'm the only person in sometimes the whole hospital who knows what I'm doing.
So, speaking of that, one time when I was admitted and I had to get dialysis, this was at which hospital? I think it was Winter, I'm not going to say the name, but it was like, I think it was in Winter Park.
Yeah.
And I had to wait like hours to get my dialysis. Because
That's bad.
there was no nurse
Yeah.
that knew how to set up
Oh yeah,
PD or anything.
you can't just ask that
Yeah,
nurse to
because
do
it's
it. It's very
not, so
specialized.
like that's another thing. Dialysis is like a
Yeah.
specialty. Like your average everyday nurse, I guarantee, knows nothing
Oh
about it.
no. I was trained for like months and months and
Because I
months. It
remember
sounds
the
so
regular
ridiculous,
RNs
but
that would take care of me while I'm in the hospital. They're like, I'm sorry, like I can't even go near that thing because
Yeah.
like I don't know what to do.
Zero. Yeah.
Like it has to be a dialysis
And
nurse.
for my company, we were like, I was on call. I would work like 24 hours sometimes because
Oh my
I would
gosh.
go from hospital to hospital or place to place because we were the only people. So it'd be like that and multiple hospitals, and I would be the one on call. So I'd have to jump in and be like, okay, I have to do this one. It has a potassium of 8, but oh my God, this one needs it because of this. And like, you
Yeah.
just have to
I
run
remember,
around.
so that day, the dialysis nurse, they finally came, brought me my stuff, and they were like, I'm so sorry, I'm the only person here, and I'm
Yeah.
taking care of like 10 BD patients.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm the only one that
Yep.
knows how to. I'm like, I get it. It's fine. As long as I get my treatment, that's all I
Right.
care about.
Yep.
Wait, okay. So, speaking of your job, you said you worked at prisons.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can you tell us about
Yeah.
that? That's insane.
I was always nervous to do it, but it was freaking awesome. I loved it.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, they're not acute. It's almost like chronic because they weren't Even though my guy was pretty good. So I
that
guess
is so crazy. I never thought of someone in prison needing dialysis, yeah, but like
it's the same kind of thing. Like,
yeah, it's wow. Okay, sorry. I'm just mind blown right now.
I mean,
now.
I think I like HIPAA, I'm not gonna say names, but yeah, like my guy he stayed there for like a whole year, so I knew him, and he was there for like stealing a lot of money, fraud, I don't know, crypto or some crap.
Oh my God.
So, but it was scary because we had to take multiple classes about not giving out your information and yeah, we'll try to manipulate you.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was this tiny little like nice man, but he would be like, oh my God, what is your daughter's name? And how old is she? And what, and this, and ask all these questions. And I would give him information and I'm like, he's probably taking my bank information.
Yeah, you're like, I didn't even realize.
My mother's maiden name, of course. Take,
yeah,
yes.
He's like, oh, tell me more.
Yes.
And what's her birthday?
Yes.
While you're at it.
I'm telling you. And I would talk to my coworkers and I'm like, yes, like, he's just so good at.
They're like, check like, your bank account.
Yes. And yeah, and I would shut him down. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not giving you my information. Yeah. Like, stop. We're not getting personal here.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were there. Yeah. But it was interesting. Like, I'd have to go through the whole security and the just walk through the cells, and they don't walk you. No. So many times at multiple places I would go, they're just like, okay, go figure it out. And I'm like, I'm this like tiny little
right,
girl.
That's scary.
Going through this. I mean, I'm like seeing all these prisoners and
they like yell at you like, eh.
No, not. I think they respect. They like the medical people because they're kind of, you know,
they're
not
to save your life.
Yeah. But I would, and then I'm at the one I would go to a lot. It was in like the nursing area or the medical area. And I would see them come out with like, you know, gashes in there, like they got in prison fight and stuff, or would hear just, and my one guy, he was like, yeah, there's spiders biting me, and like, well, pest control's not coming for another month. I'm like, oh, okay. Like this, and you just hear crazy, I would hear people screaming, and yeah, I mean, it was very, very interesting, and they pay you extra, so that was nice.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But it really was easier.
They like, would have to pay me extra, yeah, to do that.
It was a really cool experience that I'm glad I did, because I don't know. I mean, it's fun.
What would you say is like your biggest takeaway from being a nurse? Because I know you're not doing nursing anymore.
I'm a nurse consultant, but yeah, I'm not like clinically anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. It's being a nurse is extremely hard because they just. It's not this, like it is in the movies. I mean, we're overworked. There's too much red tape. There's too many politics. Like, we can't just take care of people.
Yeah.
But it was cool to be a dialysis nurse because I could sit, I mean, for 3 hours over and over sometimes with the same people.
Yeah.
And I would form just genuine relationships. Sometimes I wanted to just, like, strangle some people because they're so noncompliant. A lot of dialysis patients are so noncompliant with their diet and things that, this will keep you alive if you follow these things, you know, and they don't do it. But then some people, like, oh my God, I'm sure when you go to the hospital, they freaking love you because you're compliant and you.
Yeah.
You
always
are fight
get
and you.
So many, like, the nurses always love me because
yeah, you're
I'm
the best.
Just, I don't really fight them on anything because I'm like, I know I understand they're just trying to do their job.
Yeah.
And I know, like, nurses have it hard.
But sure
they get, like, crazy patients. And I don't know. I just try to
be patient.
Try to
and it
be
just
patient.
Stinks too, because it's like when I was a patient, even I mean a couple times when I was a patient, I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. Like, you just wait and you're just tired and just want information and mm-hmm. you just want and
answers.
Yeah, you want answers
and then you
just,
don't get them because you have to wait for the doctor to come in.
Yes.
And then if you go in on,
you're like, well, can
in
you call?
Evening,
can we get this done? Come on.
Yeah, if you're in the evening, no one's mm-hmm. going to see you.
Oh,
got to wait
not.
Till the
yeah.
next day.
Nobody cares. At night or on weekends, forget it.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It's yeah,
very.
It sucks.
I see all the perspectives of everything. But no, I have fallen in love with so many patients. And I think about some people all the time. And I've
yeah.
cried many times. Actually, here. I've cried at this beach condo for a patient. For not even dialysis. It was a... when I was in cardiac, but no, I mean, it's a great career. I love to see people get better.
Yeah.
And I worked with pediatrics too, with dialysis. I worked
you
people.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that was really hard.
That's hard.
Because these are sick from birth, babies. Kids and Aww. Babies and on lots of things. And they're just, that was hard. I don't want to do that again. That was really, really, really hard.
That's rough. Yeah. I can't imagine as a parent having a sick child. I can't.
No.
I feel like that would destroy me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, God gave you that perfect angel baby, and she's going to be perfect forever.
That's literally my number one prayer when I pray is to keep Layla healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want her to have to go through anything.
Yeah.
Ugh,
and she won't. She won't.
She won't.
Nope.
Speaking of Layla.
She's just the best.
We can talk about mommy stuff.
Ugh. I can go forever about mom stuff.
Jordan's a mom of two.
Oh, man.
She's got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Yep.
2 girls.
Girls rule.
Girls are the best.
They really are.
I cannot imagine having a boy.
I know. Like, I feel bad saying that, but, like, I love having girls.
Me too.
They're so cool, and they can do it all. And
my thing
just...
is, though, if I could have, like, one more, I would want a boy. Because I want to experience both.
Yeah.
I want to be a boy mom and a girl mom.
I'm just full on girls. Except weddings. That's going to suck.
Yeah. But I'm just happy my baby's a girl. Yes. She's just awesome.
They are fun. They are great. They're crazy. But they are just...
Can we just talk about motherhood overall?
It's yes. Let's talk about it.
Hard.
Holy moly. It is the hardest thing.
The hardest thing.
Like right now, this season of, when am I, toddlerism with the baby, with just toddlers. Toddlers. Toddlers are the hardest thing in the world. I love my girl so much. But oh my God. Just why? Why are their brains wired this way? I ask her that
terrorist.
All the time. I'm like, why? What are you doing? And she looks at me like, I don't know. And I'm just like,
I'm going through that phase with Layla.
Oh my gosh.
Where she does everything I tell her not to do. And I will be like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
I said,
I specifically told you not to do this.
Yeah. They're just crazy. And I don't. And they're like, well, that's normal. I'm like, well, what's annoying? And it's frustrating, and it sucks that we just have to deal with it, and we have to gentle parent. I try to gentle parent, but sometimes I just don't.
Honestly, I do not judge when it comes to that. I think me and Javi have talked about this before. Like, I'm very big on not judging, trying not to judge other parents, because you don't know the battle they're dealing with privately. Like, you never know.
And once you become a parent, I remember my mom even saying this, like, when you're in a restaurant and you don't have kids, you're like, oh my God, just like,
exactly.
Why are kids? And then when you're a parent, you're like,
you get it.
I don't even hear them screaming. I'm just trying to survive. It's just like, survival mode forever.
Literally, Javi and I, like, we'll go out places and we'll see people like struggling with kids, and we'll literally look at them and we're like, we get it.
You're doing great.
Exactly.
You
like,
deserve that drink.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Literally. Like, you are doing amazing. Yeah. If nobody's told you, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like so many parents need to hear it.
Right? Just validation. We're all doing great.
We don't hear it enough.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, it's just the social media of like, oh, everything's so perfect and I just love everything. And I just, there's nothing wrong with my children. I'm like, that's bogus. Because it's hard. And we're allowed to talk about it, that it's hard. And we love them, and I enjoy the great times. Yeah,
we would die for them.
Yes,
but we're allowed to feel like, oh my gosh, I just want to strangle you sometimes.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Just it's just hard. It's just beautiful, and it's beautiful chaos. That's what I say all the time.
Beautiful chaos,
and I just have to accept it. But sometimes I'm like, this day it was pretty terrible. Like you know, just getting just day to day things was just super annoying.
And every day is, you just got to take it every day as it comes.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have their own, you could plan whatever you want.
But you think it's going to go this way? Right. Nope.
Nope. They're going to do what they want to do. Layla's is going through, so she's 2. So she's going through her current phase is testing me.
Mm-hmm.
She's going through that phase where she's pushing her boundaries and she's seeing, like, what can she get away with?
And they say that's normal. They're
and I'm push just their like, boundaries. Oh my. And the thing is, and we talked about this off the pod,
mm-hmm.
how they are so mean to us.
Yes. The moms.
And the dads don't get
yeah.
any of it.
And they, again, they say the studies say, what is it that they that are?
They are the most comfortable with the parent that they're the worst
yeah,
with.
Yeah. That they're the meanest and most yeah. abusive and defiant.
Yes.
That is who it's they love the most.
They feel most comfortable.
Safe. They feel safe safest. Yeah.
With us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool. Love yeah. that. That, like.
That makes me feel so much better right. that they can beat me up and and be mean. It's because they love me
the most. That makes oh, perfect gosh. Sense.
I know. It's the worst to hear. Like, I don't understand. Like, they're so good with me. I don't get it.
Yeah.
They behaved so well. And I'm like, that's great for you. I'm happy for you. Yeah, but right. I almost strangled them today in public. Yeah. And because they love me. They chose to do that because they love me. I'm going to see it that way forever.
You know what? That's it. We just need to rewire our brains.
Yeah.
It's because they love me.
Just when I was putting Eva to sleep, I was like, I love you so much. She's like, I love you. And just swift kick to me. I'm like,
stop.
Oh, love you so
You're
much.
You're like, are you sure? You love me? You sure?
Oh, God. It's fun.
It is fun, though.
It's so hard to explain, yeah, right?
It's like,
because I don't want to be so negative all the time, because I love, like, oh, my God, love my kids and, like, the memories I have with them. But, like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the balance. It's just yeah, love, yeah. hate, man.
I can't complain too much. I feel like
yeah, you do have an angel, baby.
She
is perfect.
She's, like, an angel 99% of the time.
Yeah.
It's just like that 1% when she wants to test my boundaries.
I want 1%.
I
think I got 50-50.
But I always say this, like, as a joke. I've said this before. Like, God gave me a good baby because
Amen.
Of what I'm going through.
Amen. And I will.
Because.
You deserve that.
I couldn't handle if she was like.
Oh, from the start. Like, yeah. God gave you that baby
from
when you were super sick. So, yeah. Like. Amen. Like
she has her moments, but
yeah,
it's normal.
Yes.
I have my moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly.
We're all
she's
emotional.
Allowed to not be perfect. I guess. I guess. She is truly amazing. We were just playing earlier, and she's just the sweetest. And I put on Minnie Botoon. She's like, "That's Minnie Mouse."
She loves.
She was
Minnie
so
happy. And Mickey. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
She gets excited.
Her little voice. I'm just. That is Minnie Mouse.
We went to a thrift store the other day, and they had, like, a goofy stuffed animal mm-hmm. sitting on the couch. And she grabbed it, and she's like, it's Goofy!
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, voice. Oh, my God, I didn't even know you knew his name. And she was so happy. She was literally holding it and hugging it.
Oh, my God. Did you get it?
So hard. No.
Oh, gosh.
I told her to put it back.
It's so cute. Put it back.
I'm like, put it back. And then she got distracted by something else.
Yeah,
so I was like,
exactly.
okay, we're good.
Put it on your Christmas list.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. She likes Goofy. Noted.
Yes. Noted.
Didn't even know
until
she knew
it
who
changes.
That was. Right. She's in a dinosaur phase, too.
Oh, that's
She's obsessed
fun.
With dinosaurs. So.
Well, do you have Magnetiles?
No, I need to get them.
You need to get them. She's good at them.
I've seen them at TJ Maxx. I'm like, I need to buy them.
Yeah, they're fun. I love them.
I think I'm going to dress her up as a little dinosaur for
yes.
Halloween.
Yes.
Because that's her. Current
what kind
phase.
Of dino? T-Rex?
She likes T-Rex.
Yes. That's right.
What's your daughter into right now?
Barbies. I don't know. Gymnastics and dance. She loves dancing. Taylor Swift. Elsa. Classic
she's
girl.
A girly girl.
But also, she's like tough, man. She'll
she's
beat you
really
up.
She's really tough.
Yeah, she's... Literally, that's all I hear is like,
I mean,
oh, she's little but mighty. I'm like, who she beat up?
The big kids.
Yeah, yeah. She'll beat up the boys.
She's a tough girl.
Yeah, which is good because I don't want her to be
no, yeah,
a
that's
weak little
like
thing.
One of the my worries with Leela is she's so
she's gentle,
soft spoken,
yeah.
and shy that I get worried like she'll get walked all over. But
just have Eva around to beat everybody.
Well, yeah, that
everybody.
Too. Honestly, though, I have to like. Keep raising her and telling her like
Yeah, she's little. She'll learn.
Because I just don't want her to, like, I don't know.
I know it breaks your heart. Oh my God. The first time, like, someone is mean to your baby girl, you're like, I will fight them. I will. Who are they?
Kick, drop kick you. Like,
yes. Random kid at the park, I'm coming.
Oh.
You did it. I will fight you.
All of a sudden, I'm five. Like,
yeah.
We're fighting.
Am I going to jail? Okay. Maybe, but it's worth it. People are mean. Yeah. Kids are so mean. And it starts early.
Really bullied in school. So I'm like, I don't want her to go through that.
It's hard. I try to teach Eva to be very kind. Like, I never want her to be the bully. Like, I want her to be just the kind person. But also, it's that
she's
level.
She's got to stand up for herself.
It's so hard. It's so hard to find that balance.
Yeah.
Because she'll freaking fight. That's she will just though. Start decking people, but then also I'm like, okay, wait.
You're like, calm down.
Yeah. There's a line.
Take a breather.
Yeah.
You don't have to go all out.
Yeah, it's hard. Mother is all so hard.
I think motherhood is like the hardest, but the most rewarding
thing
ever.
It's just the perspective. It changes you as a human being.
And... Oh my gosh. So I saw a quote on Instagram the other day, and I was going to repost it, and I didn't. But it said something like, nobody prepares you for when you give birth, you're meeting a whole new person and it's not the baby.
Yourself.
And I was like, holy shit, that's so true. And I meant to repost it and I didn't. But I was like.
It's so true.
So true.
And it's for the better. It's like, yeah, I do feel bad for people who don't have kids because it's impossible for you not to change when it happens. Like, you just become a new person.
And
the selflessness that you have to do is insane.
And also, you'll never experience the love of being a parent.
Yeah.
Cause
and the fear. I'm like just terrified of anything happening to them.
I feel like the love you have as a mother is indescribable.
Yeah.
Like, you will move mountains.
I was going to go to jail and fight a kid at the park.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, the things you will do for your kids, like, you never in a million years thought you would do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a love that, unless you're a parent, you'll never understand.
Yep.
And you'll never.
But it's also the fear of losing them.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. You have these crazy thoughts.
The biggest fear.
Of, like, it's just awful thoughts. Of just possibilities of the things happening to them.
And I'm sure you as a nurse, you're probably even more like.
But yes and no. But I feel like it's bad as I'm a nurse because I brush everything off. So I'm like, oh, you're fine.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah.
You're fine.
You're not hurt.
But then I see these TikTok videos of like, oh, my child died from having this and that. And I'm like, oh my God, I would brush that off. Like, a sore throat that went.
Yeah,
it's crazy, you know, like, or headaches or something. I'm just like,
all these crazy things.
So now I'm paranoid. I'm like, should I? Are you? You're fine. Oh, you're fine. Should I ask the doctor? Are you okay? Like, I don't know. There's too many things.
So many things.
And you just love them so much and you don't want them to. But then they also whine a lot about silly things. So you're just like, oh, you're fine. You're fine.
They're little emotions. Yeah. They're just like so full of emotions and they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Same.
I know. Like, we're still dealing with, like, it's the same thing.
You want to cry? Because I do too. We'll cry together.
Oh, so cool though. And you'll see when Layla gets a little older, like, when she can comprehend more things. Like, me and Eva now are having like big thoughts, and like when we watch things, we talk about it and we're like big ideas, and I'm like, oh my God, like, you're my little best friend. You're my little, like, it's so cool.
Yeah. We kind of had like
better and better and better.
Javi and I had kind of like a little aha moment recently because we, like, oh my gosh, like, we're having full conversations with her. Mm-hmm. Like, it just.
And she understands everything. Yeah, I was talking to her over here.
It just hit me the other day. Like, I'm talking to her. She's talking right back. Mm-hmm. Like, we're conversating.
Yeah.
I'm like, when did this happen?
Now we're pals. I'm not just like taking care of you. You're not dead weight. Like I am.
You have your little thoughts. You have your own. You're your own person.
It's so cool.
It's so cool, but it's so sad because I'm like, where did my little tiny?
You're not my baby
go.
But it's better. It gets better.
It does. I feel like it gets more fun.
Yeah.
Because then they can hang. They can like do certain things. Yeah.
Notice things.
And I love, one of my favorite things about this age is seeing their little gears turning. Oh, like when they're trying to figure things out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I love like just sitting back and watching it play out. Like, okay.
And they get so
she's
proud.
In a dilemma. How is she going to figure it out?
Oh.
And you just watch them and you see their little gears going. I'm like, oh, it's amazing.
You're like, my baby's a genius.
Yep. Smartest baby I've ever met.
Yeah. It's so cool. But it's the roller coaster of emotions. Because right now, because they're sleeping perfect angels, I'm like, they are perfect and I love them. But then when they wake up and they're terrorizing me, I'm like, I may run away today. But I'll probably come back. But
because I'll miss you.
Yeah.
Do you do this? I'm sure you do this too. At the end of the day, you're like, oh my God, I'm so glad she's asleep. I can relax. And then you pull up your phone and start looking at pictures.
And I miss them. Yep.
You're like, oh, I miss her.
It's crazy what they do to our brains. Yes.
Every freaking day. I put her down.
I'm like, finally.
I'm like, oh.
Yes. I can relax.
And then first thing I do, pull up my phone, go to photos, start looking at her.
Yep. Or just thinking about like, oh, I wish her. Yeah. I just want to give her a hug.
Exactly. Oh, I miss her.
But it's ridiculous.
We're birds. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh, speaking of crazy, we were talking about this off the podcast, but we stopped talking about it so we can talk about it on the podcast.
You what? Oh.
The dreams.
The dreams.
So you were talking about
a
dream, something.
Me and
we're like
my friend Sam and then TikTok confirmed that we're not crazy. We have this reoccurring dream that we are in high school and we don't have our schedule and we're lost and the bell's ringing and then we're behind on school assignments. I mean, like whenever, I mean, constant.
Wait, I constantly have dreams of me being in high school.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
my dream guy said that.
Freaking out.
Yeah. But are you like behind on something or are you like a lot?
I can't remember, but I do know like at least once a month I dream about being in high school.
It's crazy.
And a lot of times I'm naked.
Okay.
That's happened to me.
But maybe it's something like a loss of control. I don't know.
Like I look down and I have no clothes on and I'm freaking out about that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's something to freak out.
Yeah.
It's so weird. No, it's so common. I thought I was like crazy. And then Sam said she had it. And then I look and there's like so many people that have the same thing. And you know, like people have the dreams about like their teeth falling out or like that's common. But like this high school thing, I thought it was crazy.
Dream about my teeth falling out.
Never. Oh my God. I would wake up like, are they still there?
Now I said it and I'm going to dream about it tonight.
It's awful. And that's another thing. It's all like your subconscious and you're stressed or you're anxious about something. And I'm like, well, duh.
Yeah. Everything is stressful right now. What do you mean?
What do you mean? Of course.
I'm
thank
adult.
You, dream. Thank you, brain. No, but it's crazy. And sometimes I'm in my dream and I know because I've been in this dream so many times where I'm like, this is a dream.
Wait, so you know in your dream that you're dreaming?
Sometimes. Sometimes I've done this so many times where I'm like, I know this is fake. I've graduated. I say it in my dream. I'm like, I've graduated high school.
Girl, you know that's like a talent. Like not a lot of people can do that. Like I used to research dreams, so I could totally be making this up.
Like controlling? Because I can't really control my dreams.
Not controlling, but to be
like
aware
cognizant of it. Yeah.
If you're like conscious that you're dreaming while you're dreaming.
It's rare, but it's happened multiple
apparently
times.
That's like something people like try to master.
Yeah. Which I definitely have not mastered it, but I have been like, wait a second.
You're like, wait.
Like, I'll be failing, and I'll have this assignment, and I'm just like, this seems so familiar. And there's some times where I'll nightmares where I'll scream, and then Eric wake me up, and I'm like, thank you. Have you ever had that? Because you say you talk in your sleep.
I'm a talker, yeah. I don't think Javi's ever woken me up from a dream, because he sleeps like pretty heavy.
Like a rock, yeah.
Yeah. But I've woken him up because I'll be talking.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll be straight up like conversating. But I'm talking in my dream.
Yeah.
So what happens to me, and this happens a lot, is I'm dreaming and I'll be talking in my dream and then I'll just start talking out loud while I'm sleeping. So like
Do you have dreams like a movie? Like or is it just
No,
like random things? Like, do you have a whole storyline?
Yeah, a lot of times my dreams are very, like, vivid.
Yeah.
Which also I found out, I think Javi was saying, most people don't dream.
Right. Yeah.
Which I think is insane because I dream almost every night.
Same.
So apparently we're rare.
But are we better? Or are we worse?
Maybe we're psychic.
I mean, I feel like our brains.
I think I think dreams are like visions.
Yeah, right.
I believe that like dreams are always telling us something.
Something bigger.
Because the reason I say that is because so many times I've had dreams and they come true. So
like,
many times.
Give me an example.
Like I had a dream. I'm not going to say names, but I've dreamt of my friend being pregnant and I knew she was pregnant before she knew she was pregnant. Oh,
that's cool.
Like when she told me she was pregnant, I already knew.
That's really cool.
I'm like, I've been known.
Okay, you're a psychic.
I swear I am.
Because I don't have anything. I just have really cool, crazy stuff, but nothing like.
No, I think I have like psychic dreams.
Yeah.
Because it'll wild. Be other things too. Like I've dreamt of like car crashes and they've happened. I've dreamt of like storms and they've happened. I've dreamt so many.
Soon after? Yes. Or like months after?
No,
or...
it'll be like literally the next day.
Okay. Anything about me? Am I okay?
Not yet. Yeah.
I'm not pregnant.
I need to start writing my dreams down. Yeah,
you need a dream journal.
I desperately need to get a dream journal because I... Because
it goes away. Do you forget quick or no?
For the most part. Like, I won't forget, but I'll forget, like, details.
Yeah. It's always so vivid when I wake up and then it's just like...
It yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, but wait, what was that part? Like,
I need to, like, write it down, like, as soon as I wake up because I'm telling you
that's my dreams crazy, Kim.
Prophetic?
Prophecy.
Not all of them. I know some of them are just wild nonsense dreams, but I think a lot of them are.
That's wild.
Yeah.
But really cool.
Like, if I could remember, but I'm telling you, it's happened. The littlest things. I'll give you an example. One that happened recently last month. In my dream, I had a dream that I killed a cockroach in my bedroom. The next day,
stop.
I killed a cockroach in my bedroom. Mind you, I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a roach in my house. I couldn't tell you. But that's crazy. But I dreamt it the day before. The next day it happened exactly how I dreamt it. And that's like a small example. I've had dreams where like I dream of like, I don't even know. Just random things.
Well, the pregnancy thing's crazy.
The pregnancy thing. Like,
in a storm? What do you mean? A storm came like just like a hurricane?
I don't think I've dreamt like of an actual storm. I just said it like kind of like an example. Like, I don't know. I wish I could. I really need to write them down.
Yeah.
Because
that's really cool though.
I dreamt of a fire one time and then the next day a fire happened. But I can't remember. This was
okay.
Like,
we need you to remember so we can prevent some things.
I know. I really do need to start writing them down, especially if it's like crazy things like that.
If it feels, you know, when you like feel a dream that feels like way too real or like deja vu. Like,
and it's so funny because I tell Javi all the time, I'm like, I think I'm psychic. And he's like, you're not psychic. Shut up.
Could be.
And I'm like, I just told you about this and then it happened. But like,
yeah.
So many times.
I mean, I'm like amazed right now. Like, that's. And it's a big deal.
And I'm telling you, Jordan, it happens to me all the time. I'm writing it.
Yes, write everything down.
So that's going to be another update on my podcast.
Yep.
On top of my health updates.
Health and dreams.
I'll be like, here's my dream. My recent dream.
Yes.
Unless I can't talk about it. Unless it's frisky. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, ooh. No, we want to hear that.
Can't talk about that.
PG.
Yeah, we PG. But yeah.
Dreams are crazy.
Dreams are crazy.
Yeah, I have a friend who doesn't dream at all.
Javi's not a big dreamer.
I think maybe men are.
It's very rare. Like, if he wakes doesn't up dream and much. He's like, I had a dream, like, it's super rare.
Or they don't remember it. Like, they might remember that they did dream, but it's not, like, details of substantial stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I think men are just kind of not as smart as us.
I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah. You know, my husband admitted that I'm the superior species. I made him.
At least he can admit it.
When we were all sick and I had to do, I just, you know, women, you just continue everything.
You just got to keep going.
Yeah. And then, you know, when men are sick, they're like,
oh my
I'm
gosh,
dying.
The world is ending.
Yeah. So I said, say it. Say
it. While he's sick.
Yeah.
You're like, admit it or I'm he like, won't take care
yeah,
of you.
Yep. And he did. And I appreciate that.
See, at least he can admit it. Javi won't.
Yeah. They held their pride, but I'm like, Javi's you couldn't prideful. Do it all. You couldn't. You couldn't do all that we do.
Javi does so much, though. Javi is my guardian angel.
Yes.
I always tell him that.
You got two angels.
I do. Because I could not live without him. I couldn't function without him.
He's a good, good man.
He's a good man.
We got good man besties, man. They are really good. We love our husbands.
Our husbands are 10 out of 10.
They are great dads. Oh, my God.
Phenomenal
and girl dads. Oh, my God.
And they love being girl dads.
Yes. And they're just like, I mean, Eric is just full day at work. He'll come home. And I didn't want to play all day with Eva. And then it's just like, yeah, what are we doing? We're playing Barbies. Let's go. Oh, we're going outside. Like, just jumps right to it.
Right into it.
There's no like, oh, let me do this. It's just... He's happy to do it. That's he smiles. Awesome.
That's
he
rare.
He loves his kids. He loves me. I think he loves me too.
It shows though, like with him, like I can see like his love for his girls.
Yeah.
Including you.
He would want, yeah. Oh yeah. He loves his family. He would want one more, but I'm tapped out.
You're on the fence. Are you
no,
on the
no,
fence?
No, no,
you're
no,
just like,
I'm,
absolutely
there's no
not.
Fence. Like I'm at the bottom of the fence saying,
you're like,
no.
If you want one more, you have it.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And a living nanny. That's what I said.
Honestly, I think every woman deserves a living nanny for at least the
please.
First month.
Yes.
Because that ish is hard.
That's like a battlefield. Of
so hard.
You're like, I remember, I vividly remember coming over to see you during that time.
Yes.
I always try to be there for new moms
you
because
are.
It is indescribable.
Oh my gosh, I remember you would bring me the scale because Layla was so
yeah,
underweight.
Was so
we
and
had
you
to,
just
like,
stress about it.
Oh my God.
I mean, you had a little baby and I've stressed about it with just a regular baby. Like, you just, it is, it's so yeah. funny to try and explain it to someone who hasn't been through it because you can try and try and try, but you cannot
yeah.
comprehend it. And
yeah.
it's just crazy. It is so crazy. And you're healing. You've just been through a freaking car accident of your body. And then you're like, now take care of this human that you don't know anything about.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. And you don't sleep. And you're not going to sleep.
You, like, you've shown me so much, like, how much you care about me. Because I'm telling you, like, there's people that I've known, like, my whole life that don't check on me as much as you check on me. I love you.
And I really, I feel like people just don't understand, like, they just forget, because it's hard. Everyone's in their own
it
lives,
is really hard.
You know? And
that's why I also don't take it too personally.
Yeah.
Because from what I've learned as being an adult is everybody is going through something.
Yep. Social media is a lie.
Right. Social media is such a big lie. It's mm-hmm. fraud.
It is. And
if
it's all
someone
it's,
looks super duper happy.
Yeah.
Most likely they're faking it.
Yes.
100%. Because it's such a lie.
Yep.
And
that's why I hate it. That's when, I mean, I went through postpartum depression and I posted it like right when I had Eva. I was like,
did
I am
you?
Feeling
I don't
this.
Remember.
I mean, I posted, I did not feel connection. I did not, it sounds terrible to say, but I didn't like, love her until months later.
You felt like you had to build that.
Yeah, I felt like I was just surviving and taking care of this thing, and I don't
okay,
have this connection.
That's also something that I feel like people need to talk about more. Postpartum depression is
and anxiety
so
yes.
real.
Yes,
because I went through it too.
Because
my first,
it's not,
like,
it's not cute to talk about it. You
no,
know?
It's not
it's
cute,
like,
and it's like
social
oh,
media.
Get over
look
it.
At this baby. Yeah, just
you
keep going.
Chose to have the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Figure it out.
And
grandma did it. We did it.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh, you're a woman. You're supposed yeah. to be going through all this. Oh, it's just your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think people realize, like, how many people, like, how many women have literally committed suicide from
yeah.
PPD.
Or their children.
Or their children. Yes. Children.
And you, as dark as it sounds, I sometimes get it.
It's
because when you're in a dark, dark place and you don't know what else to do, you're just like, I don't know. You snap. You
yeah.
could snap.
I remember my first, like, 2.5 months after I had Layla were the worst 2 months of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember I would shower and I would just cry in the shower every day, just sobbing.
You feel trapped.
I felt trapped. And just, I felt hopeless.
Yeah.
And then, like, my postpartum depression, like, made me hate Javi, like, the first few months.
Because,
like,
they can't understand as much as you want them to. They can't. And you just take it out on them. It's like, I can't take it out on this baby. Like,
it made me a monster towards him. I feel so bad because he was doing so much. Yeah. Like, I don't think
it's
I
not
changed
their fault.
One diaper. First
really?
Month of Layla's
wow.
life.
That's amazing.
I don't think I changed one diaper for like a month after she was born. He changed every diaper.
He's like, I can't do some things, so I'm going to do
right.
Well, that. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
He was like,
this is my role.
Everywhere that he could pick up the slack, he would. And
that's how it should be.
My hormones were like so out of whack. Like,
yeah, you go crazy after the letdown of the. No one talks about that. They talk about like when you're pregnant and you have these. These hormones,
the highs,
and then
the endorphins,
and then they don't talk about when you deliver, and then it's like the drop. Like, what about all of that, and how you go kind of cuckoo?
And you think I can only speak for myself, but you hear about this stuff, and you're like, oh, it's not going to happen to me.
Right,
it's
right.
not going to happen to
right.
me.
Yep.
And then it does, and you're like,
and you feel
oh
so alone because it's
oh
like,
oh my gosh, so alone.
Yeah, that's why I always reach out to at least. Even people in my high school that I wasn't really close with, I would kind of check in.
Yeah.
Because I knew what it felt like. And I
you're
didn't.
You're good at checking in. I'm trying to be better. Because I'm not good at checking in only because I'm always going through so much shit.
Well, yeah. You have
like,
a great excuse. Don't worry.
Like, yeah. But I'm like, people check in on me. I need to check out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so annoying that I'll like, put like reminders in my phone. Or I'll put like things from.
You're like, okay, today I need to check on Kim.
Not even that, but it's like, oh my God, I want to ask. Or like, I just think of something I want to say, but then I'm like, oh, like I'm just so scatterbrained ADHD. Like I'm just here and there and here and here and here and here. So I'm like, and that's why I feel so bad for my husband because I feel like he gets the back burner a lot because I'm like, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that. And I got to do this person. I got to do that. And Eric's like, hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm right here. And he's like, I've been trying to call you. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm so sorry.
Remember me?
I'm so sorry. I love you. And it's just like the kids thing. Like, you neglect the people that you love.
That's so true.
And he even says that. He's like, I know that it's just you're so comfortable and you love that person. So you know you can do that, you know? And it sucks because I love him and I don't want to do that.
Oh, my gosh. This is our karma.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to be better at that.
I am too. I've been trying so hard to just be better with Javi because, I mean, for me personally, like my meds affect my mood a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
Like on top of everything I've been through, I'm also medicated all the time. So my mood is always, I literally feel like an emotional zombie sometimes.
So do you go, what is your mood? What does it make you feel?
Literally, I sometimes swear I'm like, emotionless.
Oh, just so
I just
have,
feel
like that.
So I looked up one of the meds. I don't remember which one, like the side effects.
Yeah.
And one of the side effects literally said solemnness.
Mm.
And that's exactly how I feel all the time. Just solemn.
That's crappy.
Yeah, it sucks.
Is it a blood pressure med?
Yeah. I can't remember which one though. So it just sucks.
Yeah.
That's another thing on top mm-hmm. of everything else I have to think about. I have to think about how I act, my mood, what I say, like, because what I say matters. Like, I don't want Layla to, like, remember me as this, like, angry,
right.
bitter mom.
And
like,
sometimes you have to push yourself more
so
than
I have
just
to constantly think about what is Layla seeing because I don't want Layla to grow up
mm-hmm.
like that. I want her to remember me.
I don't want them to have to go to therapy about
exactly.
the trauma we put them through.
Oh my gosh, because I have so much trauma from my parents. I'm like, I don't want to put her through that.
I know, I think about the time. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. She's going to talk about this in therapy one day. Like,
you know
this fight we have.
If she needs to talk it out, that's fine.
Oh, this is good.
But I'm just like hoping I can get all of this stuff over with now
while
she's a baby
young.
And
yep.
she won't remember
and she won't remember it.
I feel like it won't affect her
mm-hmm.
if she was going through this while she was like 13
yeah yep
that would really suck.
Yep.
Because she'll remember everything.
And it she'd be dealing with her emotions of, right. like, the selfishness of a teen. And, like, yeah. And, like, how
is my mom going to die? Yes. Like, all these thoughts. Absolutely. Like, so I am grateful in the sense that I'm going through this while she's a baby.
And you're able to concentrate on yourself more. Right,
she's not going to remember anything.
Absolutely. So many things I hoped Eva would remember. It's already gone. She remembers random things, but, like.
Well, from what I've read in, like, psychology.
Yeah, what age books is it?
Is, like, 3 is a very crucial year in a child's life because that's when they start making memories. So typically anything before 3, they don't
absolutely not
remember. But, like, 3 is, like, a really big, crucial year.
Do you remember anything about when you were 3?
I remember certain things.
I can't think of anything.
I have, like, little memories here and there that pop up.
I would think, like, 5.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. 5, definitely. Really, 5, I remember that stuff.
Yeah.
But if you show me pictures, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I remember that. But I don't know if I truly remember it.
I think Layla has a photographic memory.
Yeah. Like, if
she shows me. Yeah. If you show her something, she won't forget it.
I feel like their memories are insane when they're young.
They are.
Like, they will find this,
everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then they'll remember, like, the thing you said. And yes. The thing that – and it's like, oh, yeah, I did say that I would buy you that it's toy scary. If you did that. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's cool, though, because it's like, okay, that brain is working. Yeah. All right, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the tide's turning.
So what do you prefer when you see people, maybe just at a party – would you prefer them to ask, like, details of how things are going, or would you rather have people just kind of not focus on it so that you can just have regular conversations and not focus on the things like that?
Don't mind when people ask me. I've actually gotten asked this before. Yeah, like,
I'm sure.
Don't mind if people ask you, because I was just talking to this to one of my friends yesterday. She's like, I'm sorry I don't text you. I just feel like I annoy you.
Every I think time some I people are you. Scared. They don't want to bring it up. Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, it doesn't bother, honestly, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Like, if people approach me and they want to know, I'll answer.
Is there anything that's, like, off limits where you're like, honestly, I just don't want to talk about that?
The thing that pisses me, like, there's one thing in particular that pisses me off. And it's because, and I will admit this, I'm an insecure person. Like, when it comes to my looks. I'm very insecure because I've talked about this on the podcast before, but, like, what I look like right now is a whole other person than what I used to
look like. But are you saying that people comment on your looks?
So, yeah, I've had multiple people come up to me.
Stop.
That haven't seen me since before I was sick. So they'll say things straight up. I'm not joking. Oh my God, you're so dark.
Oh my God.
That is the number that's one
just
comment.
Insane that someone Girl, would just speak that. I don't know.
That's literally crazy. The one comment that pisses me off the most out of everything is when you comment on my appearance.
But that's just because ridiculous.
I can't control it.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, I saw somebody at my friend's baby shower recently. I haven't seen him in a while. And he's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. And he goes, you're so dark. Why are you so dark? And I literally look at him and I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I literally made him feel stupid.
Good.
I was like, thanks. I literally looked at him like, what the, like, how do you want me to respond to that?
Yeah.
I should have said something like, what do I say to that? To, like, really make him feel stupid.
Well, you're probably like, did he just say that? Like, you don't think people are that
and the thing stupid. Is, like, he's not the first person that have said it to me. Like, and people don't, the reason it pisses me off so much is because they're not saying it as a compliment. They're saying it like, oh my God, like, you're so dark. Like, what?
And not in a, are you okay? Or like,
yeah, not
just
in like a,
whoa.
Yeah. They're like, why are you so dark? Like, it's a bad thing.
It's not,
And I'm just like, I fucking know.
Yeah.
I have a mirror. Like, I know what, trust me. Like, and this is, I've talked about this before, but it's, I can't even look. Like, when I take pictures, I can't even look at them because the person I see in pictures, it, like, mentally messes me up because what I look like in my head
yeah.
is not what
you don't
I
recognize
look like.
Yourself.
So when I see pictures of what I look like right now, it messes me up.
Yeah.
So like people will take pictures. They're like, let's take pictures. And I'm just like, I hate yeah. pictures, but okay. And they'll be like, do you want to see it? I'll literally be like, no, I don't want to look yeah. at it.
This isn't the person that I recognize.
I don't
anymore.
Know who
this
that is
me.
In that photo. And it's crazy because like, I don't even know. It's hard to explain, but it's just really hard when your physical appearance changes so dramatically, yeah. so quickly. It mentally messes you up. So,
oh yeah, of course.
That's the one thing I would say.
And then when you hear another person
right.
point it out, you're like, well, great. It's not just me in my brain thinking about
or
this.
Or when people comment on my weight. Like when I was people... like super skinny, I would get people telling me all the time, oh my God, you're so tiny. You look so good. You're so tiny. I used to get this all the time. You look so good.
Is this before
so
you had your podcast or is this after?
Before.
Okay, yeah. So they didn't really
so,
know.
So, yeah, no, people yeah. didn't know. That's the thing. So yeah. no one really knew.
Yeah.
So I would get it all the time. Oh, my God, you look amazing. Mm. Wow. And in my head, I'm thinking, gee, yeah. it's because I'm dying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. thanks.
Don't and try I, this diet. Don't try.
I mentioned this on an episode prior. I don't remember which one. But I was like, can we stop commenting on people's appearance?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what someone's going through. Like,
yep.
you might see somebody – and they're super skinny and
they're not trying to be
they
early.
You never know, maybe yeah. that person developed an eating disorder, mm-hmm. maybe they have a disease, maybe they're going through chronic yep. kidney failure, like or like even the opposite, because my weight fluctuates mm-hmm. so much because mm-hmm. of the fluid. Like you'll literally see me like today and I'll like look good, and then like 3 days later I'll look like a balloon.
Yep.
Like
yep.
You never know what somebody's going through.
I just can't believe people have the audacity to like point these things out. I feel like I'm trying to always say positive things, but not specific like that. Like I just want to tell
hard.
People they're beautiful or
yeah.
I love that shirt or your hair looks gorgeous. Like trying. Yeah. Like I don't think I'd ever say, oh, you look so skinny.
And it's just like
really
yeah,
what
hard.
If someone is trying to bulk up? Like they don't want to be skinny.
Right. Like, and it's like more, I do have to, say like what's real. It's a really bad thing in the Spanish community. Like the older people, I want to say like 50 and up, is like commenting on people's appearance
yeah.
is like their thing.
Just they're brutally
that's
honest.
Like the first yeah. thing they see somebody, oh my God, you're so yeah. tall. Oh my yeah. God, you're so skinny. Yeah. Oh my God, you're so fat. Like it's all they have to comment on your appearance somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what it is. Oh, your hair is so short.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Yep.
As soon as someone walks in the door, they got a comment
on
the appearance.
Something. Yeah.
And I'm just like, can we like cut that? Like,
yeah. Hi, how are you? Yeah.
If I went to you, I'd be like, oh my God, you've gotten so fat since I last saw you. Or, oh my God, you have so many wrinkles. Yeah. What's going on?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just like, you don't do that.
And it's not in a positive way.
Right.
You know,
it's
like it would be
like,
different if it was out of love or
right.
somehow.
It'll be like, oh, you've gained weight.
Yeah,
what's
like,
going
no,
on?
Okay.
Like, gee, okay. thanks.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. Obviously, I know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's hard also because, like, you want to compliment people when they look good.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's lost weight and they look good, you want to tell them.
But I feel like,
but
that,
it's
that's
like,
a specific thing.
Yeah,
I feel like just to say you look great. Or
yeah.
you look, or
that's true. You can
just comment
like,
vaguely.
Amazing.
Yeah. Or like, oh my God, you look like some. I saw a girl and someone working at the dollar store, and I'm like, I love your hair. It's gorgeous.
I do that too, though. Like, if I see something on someone and I like it, I'm going to tell them.
Yeah.
Because
if I'm seeing it in my head,
lately,
I want to say it out loud.
Right. I'm like, lately, I just want to boost
yeah.
people up. Like,
same as social media. Like,
yeah.
people I haven't talked to in forever.
So if someone has a
like,
cute outfit, I'll be like, I love your
yeah.
outfit. Like, Javi and I just went out to eat. Yesterday, and our little waitress was so cute, and I told her, I'm like, you're so cute
yeah.
and adorable, and you could tell that just like made her day.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, thank you so much. She's like, I love your outfit, you're so pretty. And I'm like, thank you. Like,
yeah. And then it came
but
back.
You can
now
just like tell like it like really lifted her up.
Yep. And what's the hurt gonna do for
right.
giving someone a compliment?
It's just like words matter.
Mm-hmm.
What you
yes,
say matters.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I would never say something of that.
I wish people standard. Were like a little more mindful.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I'm sure
like, people. Like, when is it okay to comment on people's skin color? Like,
oh my God, that's a. Definitely not now. Are you kidding right. me? Like, why? Why would someone.
I literally.
Canceled. You're
like,
canceled.
Oh, you're canceled.
You should have said that.
I should,
canceled.
I should say his name.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's wild.
Like, maybe but. That was just totally just. I try to think about someone's brain, like what they're. When, I don't know. No, there's it's just like, no excuse. There's just no filter. It was like a child.
Yeah, I was literally going to say. It's like you're. He was like talking what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. He let out the thought in his head.
What is it? Intrusive thoughts.
Yes. And he just.
Those
and,
were his intrusive.
But did after, did he think. What, did he go, oh, like I shouldn't have said that? Or it's like, oh, yeah, that was a good no. thought. That was a good.
He looked like he genuinely. So he said it twice. So he oh wanted me God. To make sure I heard him.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know.
Girl. I say some dumb stuff, but like not. I don't know.
Yeah,
not
same. Like not, I'm literally
yeah
over here sounding like I'm trying to be Mother Teresa. I'm not.
Yeah, of course like, we're all human.
We're all human. We make mistakes. We
say dumb things, but like that's dumb.
That's hella dumb. Like I would never say that to yeah. somebody.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know.
But you're okay with people checking in and
yeah.
seeing how you're doing. And
oh my gosh, I completely like rearranged the question. But yes.
No, no. To answer your question. I'm glad you talked about that. And everyone listening should not ask these Shut dumb up. Questions. Yes.
God. Yeah. I do not mind at all. Like if anyone has any questions about what I'm going through, if they're curious, I yeah. don't mind.
But do you get like, do you get people who talk about it too much? We're like, can we just talk about like something? No. Not about it or you're fine
yeah no I've never had someone like go on and on yeah, and on yeah. and on and like but what about this
yeah yeah
I feel like people
they're just check in
more yeah, yeah I feel like people more than anything just like kind of check in
yeah
see where I'm at and then leave it at
yeah,
that.
Yeah and then we talk about
because I feel like also if I get in like too much detail they don't really understand
yeah yeah
so it's like oh okay
like, are you okay or like they right. just want to know like yeah, you, yeah have you been in the hospital yeah
exactly like,
love, yeah yeah I know it's weird because when I hear it, I know all the things, I know all the details, I know all the specifics. Yeah. So when other people send, they're probably like, is she okay? Like, is yeah. she? I'm listed. I feel like people know now about that.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
something that's really funny is I was talking to one of my really good friends and we were doing something. We were like out and she was drinking and I wasn't. So like she broke the seal. So she went to pee like multiple times. And she comes up to me. She's like, hey, I noticed you haven't peed like
oh, once my gosh, that's funny.
While we've been out. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, don't you have to pee? She's like, you're drinking like soda or something. She's like, shouldn't you? Because I wasn't drinking any alcohol. And I was like, oh, I don't really pee anymore.
That's part of my,
and she was like,
my situation.
She's like, what? She's like, hold on. Pause. She goes, and this cracked me up. She's like, I have listened to every single one of your podcast episodes. You have not mentioned once.
That's true. That you don't pee. You should.
And I was like, you know what? You're so right. I need to talk about it on the podcast.
So do you pee?
So I do pee.
Okay. Because I have some patients that do not pee at all.
Yeah. There's some people yeah. that don't pee at all. Mm-hmm. I pee, just not often.
Yeah. So
I pee.
Because the machine yes, people, does it for you pretty
we
much.
Really are talking about. Peeing on my podcast.
It's okay.
But this is relevant. So I pee like first thing in the morning. I always have to pee. Yeah. And then I'll pee throughout the day, maybe like two or three times.
But that's still good that you do pee.
Yeah. I don't
that pee. That means your kidney is still slightly
yeah, working.
Because yeah. some people are just.
That's what the doctor said. He's yeah. like, that means you still have a little bit of function.
Yep.
So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't pee as much as the average person.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
But I do pee. So anyone out there curious?
Cleared it up. She just pee.
Just clearing it up on the pod. I pee. But yeah. I just thought that was really funny. And I was like, shit, I need to mention that. But
yeah. Because it's like,
that's another thing nobody really knows.
Yeah.
The whole peeing thing also. I can't drink a lot of fluid because I
feel like one time you should do a. Have you done a video one yet at all? Like you should, like you've never done like, because I know you talked about you were going to do a video, like video podcast.
So I want to, but I just have to get over.
But you should do a video of like the machine and how it works. I
thought about it of like maybe like a day in the life type of thing. Yeah. But I'm so lazy. Also, I'm like, do I want to do that? Like, do I want to show all that? I don't know. Like, that's like really personal to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even feel comfortable doing it in front of people. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I'll be comfortable.
And I guess it would be harder. I was going to say just to show the machine. Like, you don't have to be on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it is kind of the whole thing. I could
probably do that one day. Maybe just like give a machine tour.
And the
bags, the setup and all that.
Like I mean, because it is like it, like you said, it's just so different of someone who has the knowledge and understanding
versus someone who doesn't.
Who has nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Like they didn't even know that.
That's not a bad idea. I could do that one day and maybe just make like a TikTok.
A short one or something. Yeah. Like a TikTok.
Like, hey, this is my machine.
Yeah. This is what I have to do this every single night.
Every day.
Yeah.
This is what keeps me alive.
Yes. And if I know you can say about you bringing your machine here.
You literally
said POD, and I thought you meant your pee.
Oh my god! I texted Jordan, and I was like, "Hey, should I bring my pod equipment to the condo?" And she's like,
"It was all capitals, POD."
And I remember she texted me back, and she goes, "Don't you have to?" Question mark. And I swear, I sat on that for like half an hour, and I was like, "Was that a typo? Like, is she mad?"
I did not read pod.
Like,
at
I
all.
Was literally like analyzing your sentence forever, and I was like, "Why would she? What?" And then, mind you, I could have just asked you and been like, "What? What do you mean?"
I could have also asked you, like, "Then she mean?"
I
this?
Was just like, "Let's sit here and
let's analyze this
step by step." I was like, "Okay, maybe it's a typo. Maybe." And then I read it, and I was like, "It like clicked."
Yeah, I'm glad.
I was like, "Oh, she thought I meant PD, like my dialysis."
I ignored the O, and I just went to PD. I thought maybe there was an O that I'd forgot about.
I was like, "She probably thought I did a typo."
Yeah.
And meant PD.
And I thought you were just going to skip a night. And you're just like, do I need you were it? Like, and I'm like, oh my god, yes. You yes, have to bring you it, need please. It.
What the hell?
I didn't even know how to respond. I was like, oh my god.
You were like, should I just. You have to?
Yeah, like, please. Yes, we can do whatever
and
we need
I literally
to.
Looked at it, I was like, no, I don't. But I was like, I won't if you don't want me to.
Yeah, I'm glad that we realized it. Because what if. I would have thought that you didn't care about your PD, and you would have thought that I was just crazy.
I just really don't want to be on the podcast. I'm like, a simple no would suffice.
And I'm like, oh my god, she's not compliant.
You're like, she's never gonna get on that damn list.
Yes, like, no wonder why. Oh, I was relieved. I was so relieved.
That's so funny.
And then I'm like dumb because I'm like,
texting is crazy.
I know.
Like, you never know. Like, the silliest thing could be taken so out of context.
Yes. So, and yes.
And we're both not phone call people. No, yes. We hate speaking
and
on
I
the
love
phone.
That about us. We hate it.
Like, today on the way to the condo, I texted her. I was like, hey, where do I park? And she didn't text me back, like, right away. So, I was like, don't make me call you.
I said, this is Eric. And he just like, huh? And I'm like, it's funny. Do you understand? Did I ever tell you when Eric broke his arm?
What?
He broke his arm and Justin was calling me. And he's classic funny guy. So I'm like, he's probably just being funny and calling me. I'm like, I don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
So I ignored it and I ignored it.
You ignored it?
And then I'm like, because my thing is, if I don't answer your phone, if you really need me, you'll text
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, why is she not answering? Let me text
Let
her.
Let me text
answer
her that.
Answer your phone.
Your husband broke his arm.
Yeah.
Like, you think that, oh, okay, I understand
But
now.
He just kept calling.
Calling, and that's it. And then I don't know when I finally got word.
You thought, you know, maybe I should answer.
Yeah, somehow. I don't even know if I answered him or Eric or something, but it was a long time. And I'm like, oh, crap, you snapped your arm in half. Okay.
Sorry.
I didn't get a text about it, so I didn't know.
Didn't care.
Felt so bad. He always says something about that.
That's
I hate
so
answering
funny.
The phone.
No, me too. Literally when my phone rings, I throw it across the room. Yeah. I'm like, no, not
nope.
today.
Nope.
I don't want to talk.
Now it's all these scams. I mean, I'm a boomer. I've gotten scammed so many times.
Did you say I'm a boomer?
Yes. With that. Only that.
Oh my
Facebook
gosh.
Marketplace.
Please don't
scammed.
Get scammed by a prince in Saudi Arabia.
Good. I'd be like, what? And now AI?
You
want to
take me?
I am never answering my phone because they're going to have my kids'
oh my
voices
gosh.
And saying they're in jail. I need to bail them out. And I'm like,
so
all right, you're
scary.
Five. You're in jail. Here, take my money. I'm terrified of that.
That's so true.
Yes.
I forgot about that. AI is crazy.
I've seen so many TikToks of people, real voices, real information, where you're like, of course this is – now we have to be covered. My kids are too young. But when they can get it – and my parents, because
that's smart. I feel like
we need a weird code word. Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell Javi that.
Yes.
We need a code word, like ASAP.
Yes.
You know, my bank account got hacked.
So many things are
Someone stole my debit card number, and they've been making purchases on Walmart.com since July. Like little, like $100, like every week. And I didn't notice till recently. So I called, and they're like, oh, yeah, they've totaled up almost $1,400.
Oh, my gosh. In purchases. I hate people who do this.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Because I'm just like, what the hell? So, I mean, obviously, I froze the card and stuff, so.
But then it's just
a – I was like, these people better be feeding, like, a freaking family or something.
Better because, be food you're buying.
Yeah.
Not TVs or
– Because that's so messed up.
Dude, we're dealing with IRS scam. We got our identity theft. Takes up 600 days. 600. It's 2 years.
Was it because of that whole Social Security thing that happened recently?
It happened because we had a bad tax lady. And
so you could sue if you wanted to.
I asked, and then they said it's hard to prove. But so we're dealing with that, and we've gotten scammed a bunch. I'm just like, I'm over it. Like, please leave me alone. Go after like rich people.
Right.
Leave us alone. Just trying to survive here.
I don't have $1,400 to just give away. That's like my mortgage.
And debit is hard because you have to. I don't know. It's like everything is just a process. And
It's like really frustrated me. I was so mad.
I get so mad. And then nobody gets caught. That's what pisses me off. It's a not victimless crime. What is the word? Whatever. They don't get caught. They keep doing it. They just pay like us back, but they don't catch them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want justice.
Same.
I want freaking justice. We got our cars broken into and they didn't like steal much, but I'm like, I want justice.
Yeah.
I want to find them and I want them to get in trouble.
Yeah, it's because not
they
right.
just laugh it off and they keep doing it.
And like you said, like you're stealing from people who are like trying to survive. Like come on. We're in the same boat as you.
Yeah. And we're just good people. Yeah. We're not stealing from people.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me so mad. So mad. I get it that it's hard, but like that's not the way to do it. You're going to get some bad karma.
Well, Jordy Poo, we've been talking for a while now.
I know. I could do this all night.
For hours, honestly.
This podcast episode is going to be 3 hours long.
So I wanted to say before we close it out, is there anything you want to say? Anything you want to – any words of advice for anybody? Going through PD or just anything in
first
general.
Of all, don't comment on people's skin color and looks and don't be an a-hole. And let's just be kind and nice to everyone. And even if you don't understand, like, let's not do that. Also, Kim is amazing and I love her. Aww. And I pray for her every day. And she's going to get her kidney and she's going to be doing splits in no time. And I can't wait. And I will push you to do it. But also, maybe not because we are old and you will pull it. You
My
will pull it again.
Time is gonna be like 3 years.
40th birthday.
Right.
You're gonna drop in that split.
All right. I gotta start stretching today.
I got it. I pull
After
everything
this episode,
now.
I'm gonna need to start stretching.
We'll find a new thing to do instead. Touch your toes. Woo!
That's true. We could
something else fun that's not gonna hurt us. But no, you're amazing and everyone just needs to know that. We're like you said, we're all going through things and just to be kind to one another and reach and just check on each other because it is hard. We're all going through things, but it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And I love when people look out for me and you're amazing. And people need to know. I'm so glad you're doing this podcast because I remember when you told me about all this and I'm like, I am your dialysis nurse friend. Yeah. And you didn't even tell me.
Yeah. I didn't know you were a dialysis nurse, which is crazy because I've known you forever. Mm-hmm. I knew you were a nurse.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't a dialysis nurse. But I didn't know you were doing dialysis. For 6 years. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm just, everything's going to happen. And we love you. And we're praying for you and everything's going to be great. And you have an angel baby and I love her and Aww. I'm going to steal her.
Well, I love you. And thank you so much for being on the podcast. I think this was such a fun episode. Yeah. And like I said, I feel like we could keep going for hours.
I know. Dreams.
We're already like over an hour in.
But I know. I'm surprised I haven't stuttered this much. I can't think of words and I feel like I've been speaking okay.
You've been amazing. And you were so nervous. I was so good.
Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you guys enjoy episodes with like guests like this, I think I'm going to start calling them like when I have people on, like candid conversations.
Yeah.
Because that's what I called my last episode, Francis. So I think I'm just going to like make it like a little series. Like if I have a guest, it'll be called like candid conversation.
It's fun.
So you guys know already what to expect as a guest. But yes, thank you so much. I love you. And I love you guys for listening. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.